Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Mr. Postmaster, I thought we'd never get through all the letters yesterday. And look, here are more today.
You're right, Miss Message. The children are really getting busy. They know there's only 17 days left till Christmas.
But those can be the 17 longest days of the year, can't they?
You sure can. Anyway, it's fun to hear from all those first graders.
Mr. Postmaster, what about that surprise you mentioned yesterday?
How about a few letters, Miss Message?
Does that mean no surprise?
You'll have to wait. How about the mail?
Looks like it's going to be a long day. Well, look who's written.
You're right. Look who has written. It's Earl.
Right.
Earl wrote. Earl didn't sign his last name, but one of the great things about Santa Claus is he is able to pick them out just as easy as pie. Now, Earl writes, "Dear Santa, how are you? I have been good this year." Santa does know that, Earl. Earl says, "I would like to have a Matchbox car set and a Thunder Shift 500 racing set." And, says Earl, "I will leave you some cookies and milk. Love, Earl." Santa's going to like that letter, Earl.
Right. And here's a letter from Chris Gilley. And Chris writes, "Dear Santa Claus, I want a pair of dungarees and Matchbox cars. Also, some shirts, a football, a Stretch Armstrong, Batman, and Robin figures, and some games. The end. Signed by Chris Gilley."
Chris sure writes nicely, doesn't he?
Right.
He just really can put his big signature up there.
Mm-hmm.
Looky here, here's another one. This is from Dale. Dale didn't sign her last name either, but don't worry. You suppose it's Dale she or Dale he?
Maybe a he.
Must be. Santa will figure that one out too, Dale. You and Earl have given Santa some puzzles to work on today, but he's good at puzzles. Santa says my name is... Dale says my name is Dale. I'm 5 years old, and I want a toy CB and a Snoopy scooter shooter and some magic cards. Dale will entertain the whole family at Christmas time. Also want Evel Knievel stunt cycle, and I will leave you some fruitcake and milk. Dale, you know exactly what Santa likes best. Love, Dale." Okay, Dale. Santa will get the message.
We've got a letter from Woody Dyer. "Dear Santa, my name is Woody Dyer. I am 2.5 years old. Please bring me a tractor so I can, like the one that my granddaddy has. And I also want a chainsaw and a monkey."
Goodness, Woody.
"I will leave you something to eat. I have been good this year." From Woody Dyer. "P.S. Please bring my granddaddy Morris a chainsaw. My grandma says he can't have one." Thank you, Woody Dyer.
Woody, you put Santa on the spot there. I don't know whether he'll honor that request. If Grandma says no, he's going to have a tough time making a decision. Would you look at all the artwork on Shannon Gibson's letter, Miss Message? There is on the outside Santa and a whole string of reindeer.
Rudolph at the front heading towards the house, which I bet is Shannon's.
I bet it is, too. And he's probably going to answer some of the requests in Shannon Gibson's letter. Shannon has at the bottom of her letter a beautiful Santa Claus and a very fine snowman with a carrot for a nose and a pork pie hat with a green feather in it.
Right.
"Dear Santa," writes Shannon Gibson, "I'd like to have a happy birthday tender love." Is that all in one? "Happy birthday tender love and a little TV set. And I have been trying to be a good girl this year. And please fill my stocking. Merry Christmas to all. Love, Shannon Gibson. P.S. I will leave you something to eat." And so that is the way the letters go. Now, I tell you, Miss Message, you've been very patient, so I will tell you about the surprise now.
Good.
When I was on my world tour of Santa's post offices, I took my tape recorder along, and everywhere I went, I recorded Christmas greetings from foreign countries.
Wow, where were you?
Well, I was in Hawaii and Japan and Italy and Spain and lots of places.
If you have your tape recorder, would you play one?
I do, and I will. I have both my tape recorder and my tape recorder. Now, let's see if I can get it lined up here. Listen to this.
Ma'ua e oka aina, kumula a'u, pama la la'elae, amina pua ho'omalu, anaka melekalikimaka.
There. You think you could learn to say it that way?
Well, I don't know. Let me try. Ma'ua e oka kum...
That's beautiful. No. And a yakahula hickey doula.
That's
hard.
Really tough, Mr. Yeah. Postmaster. What's the next one?
Well, you have to wait and see.
I should have known.
Uh-huh. Oh, looky there.
The crazy clock again.
It is the wildest clock of all. But I believe I hear some beautiful sounds. Well, you know what it tells me? It tells me that it is quitting time, this message.
Hey, who's that saying quittin' time? I'm the one who's supposed to say quittin' time around here. Quittin' time.
You've been watching Gone with the Wind, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is quittin' time. We better get these things in Sam's mailbag. They're getting fatter all the time. Got them stuffed.
Right.
Don't forget Sharon's. Sharon's, for goodness sakes. Okay, got that in. There. Well, is it all right if I say goodnight first?
All right. And good night to you, too, Mr. Postmaster. See you tomorrow.
Good night, Miss Message.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox. Or, if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.